U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Specially Adapted Housing, SAH, Program Builder Informational Series. Death Cases. Death Case Processing. A veteran's death may occur at any point in the grant process. This lesson will focus on the process for when a veteran passes away and what will be required by all parties, the builder, VA, and the estate. Death Cases Conditional Approval. Conditional approval is an early stage in the grant process that demonstrates the veteran has met medical and financial feasibility and property suitability. If the veteran has reached this point in the process, pre-construction costs may be incurred, such as drafting services, land surveys, legal fees, etc. Should the veteran pass away after conditional approval and prior to the final grant approval, the SAH program allows for the reimbursement of pre-construction costs, up to 20% of the available grant amount. Often it is you, the builder, who incurs these expenses. If so, you will need to provide invoices and supporting documentation to the assigned SAH agent who will process the request. Objectives. In the unfortunate event of the veteran's death after construction has begun, all construction must cease, and VA must be made aware. The objective would then be to make the veteran's estate whole either by returning the home to the pre-grant approval state, complete construction per the approved plans. On a case-by-case basis, the SAH agent works with the veteran's family and/or estate to determine the most financially appropriate course of action, often based on which stage of construction has been completed. Death case options post-grant approval. If little construction was completed, then the most cost-effective decision may be to return the home to the pre-grant approval state. You will work with the assigned SAH agent for guidance during this process. If it is less costly to continue construction as originally planned, and that is the preference of the estate, then the SAH agent will advise you of this decision. In either of the above scenarios, if it is determined that a change order is needed, the SAH agent will guide you through the process. In any situation, VA will have to approve the decision prior to continuing construction. Important: under no circumstances are additional funds available after a veteran passes away. Key points. In the unfortunate death of a veteran while pursuing the SAH/SHA grant, be aware of the following. All construction must cease until the veteran's family estate determines how to complete the project. Work with the SAH agent to make the estate whole again either by returning it to pre-grant state, completing the construction with approved changes, or completing the construction as originally approved. Obtain reimbursement for any pre-construction costs that may have been incurred prior to the event. Be sure any change order submitted includes all required elements as detailed in the change orders lesson. VA must approve the decision, which will be communicated by the SAH agent, prior to the continuation of construction. How to learn more. To learn more about builder-specific requirements like compliance inspections and final field reviews, check out the other titles in our Builder Informational Series.